This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I really am sorry. I hate playing a replay. I apologize that I had to play one last week. I was supposed to get my pap smear done. Remember I told you guys I had to get my pap smear done? I know, yeah, it's been like years. And, well, the guidelines say I'm allowed to have one now every 3 years, despite the fact that I rarely have any sexual activity, and I'm way over the age of 30. So I had my appointment. I love my doctor. My doctor is amazing. She's like one of the best gynecologists ever. But unfortunately, she had to cancel at the last minute because she had to deliver her baby. The big problem with going to a gynecologist, something has to be redone. Everybody's like, oh, well, we need to fix this with healthcare. Okay, I got something on the list that needs to be done. The problem we have is when a woman has a pap smear appointment, okay? She sees a gynecologist. Now, the gynecologist is, you know, a doctor of the gynecological organs, meaning the vagina, the cervix, the uterus, etc. Well, many gynecologists are also obstetricians. Now, obstetricians are the ones that deliver babies. Not all gynecologists deliver babies. Not all obstetricians do gynecology, but most obstetricians and gynecologists do the same thing. Why? You're in the general vicinity, and you train to do both. I train to deliver babies, and I'm a family doctor. The reason why they train us family doctors, if I'm ever in the middle of doing a pap smear, all of a sudden a baby pops his head out of the house, I can at least help deliver the baby. So it's interchangeable. The problem is when a woman goes into labor, it's not always calculated and planned out and elective, C-section. Okay, labor may be unpredictable. So somebody goes into labor, an hour or two before you have your pap smear, that doctor has to run to deliver the baby. Now, I always thought that the pap smear should come first. Because, I mean, you know, the mom doesn't have to push. She could wait a little bit. Right? I mean, come on. But, you know, right now in society, you know, we're not really, you know, pregnant women, you know, get treated differently than non-pregnant women, okay? That's just something that we have to all be okay with. So when you're in labor, doctor has to be there, and I get that. That's fine. But here's the thing. I don't think obstetricians should be doing gynecology because when a woman gets ready for her pap smear, there's hours of prepping that take place. And I know we're not supposed to. And I know women always deny it. They go, nah, I just, you know, came from the gym and I just let the doctor do my pap. No, that's not really what the average woman does. Okay? The first thing I did is I got my nails done. I know it sounds bad. Please don't tell anybody I'm embarrassed. But the thing is I don't want to wear socks when I get my pap smear done. Because if I wear socks, the only shoes I could wear socks with are my tennis shoes. And my tennis shoes stink. So if I take my shoes off and I have my socks on, right, and I'm sitting there in the stirrups and her head is near my feet at first before she goes in for the pap smear, but her head is near my feet, she's going to smell my feet. So what I wanted to do was wear flip-flops, okay? Or thongs. Yeah, we used to call them thongs in the 80s. Then everybody's like, well, it's underwear. So, you know, it's flip-flops. But anyway, so what I want to do is I want to wear flip-flops to my pap smear. The problem is have you guys ever seen my feet? You know, when we're coming into, we're coming into fall. You'd think my nails were done. My nails weren't done. So I had to do a lot of primping. I had to get my pedicure. So I got my pedicure, and I thought I might as well get a manicure, too. You know, so I got my mani-pedi. Okay, that was one thing. Okay, then there's, you know, landscaping issues that you usually like to do, and you're not supposed to, okay, because, you know, pubic hair is supposed to be very, very protective, but it's just one of those things where it's like, well, I don't know. All right, so then you go through that, and there's a whole variety of options. You could do Brazilian wax. You could just do bikini wax. You could do an over-under, an under-over, a beat around the bush. There's a whole variety of different wax jobs you could do, and, you know, I chose one. Okay, so now I'm ready there. Okay, then you have to shave your legs. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen my legs. I work out a lot, and I'm still not of the ideal weight. So I seem to have a lot more surface area. I really should do that. My son is really good at calculus, and my other son is really good at geometry. So I should have them kind of calculate what is my actual surface area of leg length that I have to, you know, shave and deal with, because, gosh, I tell you, it takes about 15, 20 minutes. Okay, and then I wanted to make sure, I was wearing, you know, decent underwear. And you know where, when a woman freaks out about going for a pap smear, it's not that she's worried about underwear that is sexy. We don't think like that. Some of our underwear have holes in it, okay? Well, it just does, because you find a pair that's so comfortable, and it's so comfortable, like a piece, like cotton. I love Hanes Hurwey and Joe Boxer underwear, all right? And they're so comfortable that after a while, the washing machine just starts to shred it, or maybe we have mothballs or something. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, so the underwear starts having holes. Yeah, it could be acid. I don't know what it is, but anyway, so I had to get new underwear, so I go through all that, and I'm all ready to go, and I'm like, okay, and by the way, you know how you guys get like a 5 o'clock shadow, you know, after you shave, and you're like, okay, you know, the shave only lasts a day? Well, with a lot of us women, when you shave your legs, okay, we're talking about the 10:45 in the morning shadow, so I'm thinking, okay, you know, my hair is starting to grow back on my legs, this has to happen, and it has to happen now, so I get the call from the nurse going, oh, you know, Dr. Wax, sorry, we have to reschedule, you know, because she's in labor, and I go, okay, well, reschedule for like 2 hours from now. It's okay. After you deliver the baby, she can do my pap. Like, no, we should probably do a different day. I'm like, but you don't understand. I shave my legs. I have new underwear on, okay? I don't have any rashes coming up. I don't have any acne. All right, please, okay? I look okay. I don't have my period. I don't have anything going wrong. Just please get it done. And so I got to reschedule it for later this week. Don't worry, I'll Facebook Live it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We got lots to talk about. Don't go away.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We are Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, issues, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, who unfortunately has to listen to every word of this show. Poor guy. Man, I don't know how he does it. Okay, we have a lot to talk about. I don't even know where to start. Apparently, investigators believe that Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas massacre shooter, had mental illness. You think? And there's been a lot of articles discussing on how it was undiagnosed. We don't have a diagnosis for him. Just investigators believe he had mental illness. Well, I'm sorry, anybody who kills 59 people, wounds 500 more, plans attacks, and stakes out multiple areas and venues to do his shooting, obviously is the biggest kook evil in the world. So how does somebody with mental illness such as that get undiagnosed? How did he fly under the radar? So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein has been fired after multiple sexual harassment reports. Some interesting stuff has been revealed, even though there's been, he's been in the media, and I believe actually Judd had accused him, and there were multiple accusations, but I want to talk about sexual harassment and what happened there. We have wildfires right now ravaging Sonoma and Napa counties, forcing mass evacuations in wine country. We are talking about tens of thousands of acres burning. We'll also give you guys the latest on Hurricane Nate and what happened with that. That kind of sprung up late last week, plowed through the Gulf of Mexico to hit the Gulf Coast. We're going to talk about that. And the deadly hepatitis A outbreak in California, officials are saying could last years. Many of you listen to Delilah. Right, and you mix her and I up all the time, and you ask me to play a song, and maybe you know exactly who I am. You know, I'm Dr. Dahlia, and maybe you ask me to play a song because you don't want to hear me talk. You're like, I'd rather hear some music. Or some of you really, really think that I'm Delilah. I wish I was. She's a phenomenal artist. Well, unfortunately, she's going to be taking some time off as it's revealed that her son had died of suicide. Took his life. According to Fox News, radio host Delilah said she's taking a break from her nationally syndicated program to grieve after her son took his own life last week. She posted on Facebook Saturday that her son Zachariah killed himself Tuesday morning. Zachariah was being treated, counseled, and embraced fiercely by family and friends while battling depression for some time now. She goes, I will be absent from the radio and on social media for a time as I grieve and try to process the loss with my family. Please pray for my beloved Zachy, and I will pray for all suffering from this debilitating disease called depression. Apparently, 10 of Delilah's 13 kids are adopted. Another son, Sammy, had died back in 2012 at the age of 16 when he was battling sickle cell anemia. Delilah's full name is Delilah Renee, but she only uses Delilah on air. Her show, she has love songs and callers that share personal stories. She's on iHeartMedia, and our hearts and prayers are with her at this time. That's just so it's just so devastating to lose a child and to lose a child to suicide. Depression is, I think, one of the least understood diseases out there. And one of the reasons for it being so poorly understood is the stigma that's attached to it. Nobody wants to be called depressed. Nobody wants to, be put on medication or be treated differently. And so less people want to go and be treated for it. When you have diabetes, when you have high blood pressure, when you have high cholesterol, you're like, all right, well, it's not a big deal. Nobody's going to, look at you differently. All I have to do is take a pill. With depression, you can't just take a pill. With depression, there's a lot that has to, there's a whole sort of revamping or redesign of how you live your life to deal with depression. And sometimes too much attention is put on therapy. Sometimes there's too much stress of, just have them go to therapy, and therapy helps. Therapy is vital. But you have some people out there where the therapy doesn't work. And when you bring up, look, this could be a chemical issue. You could be low in serotonin. And that's why you just can't change the way you feel, despite exercise, despite diet, despite... And there's such an anti-medication culture right now when it comes to mood disorders and mood issues that people will say, no, I don't want to take the medicine. I don't want people thinking I'm on a quote-unquote crazy pill. And, when I had patients, and, thank God we never lost a patient to suicide, thank God. But when I had patients, and I thought that the counseling was so helpful, but they were hitting a plateau, and I would start to bring up some of these other medications that are out there, I got resistance all the time. And what I would do is I would say, look, okay, let's do a small trial, a very short trial of it. And even though most medicines take a few weeks to kick in, if I was right about the medication, and usually I was, all right, we would probably see a difference within a week or two. And so I would say, look, if your moods, it's not that you're quote-unquote clinically depressed, but if this funk you're in is based on you having low serotonin, and we do something to help raise your serotonin, okay, we'll know in a few weeks. And then you can decide if you want to stay on the medication or not. About 95% of them said, whoa, I had no idea. And we've talked about the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They don't inject anything into your body. What it does is it helps maintain your body's serotonin by inhibiting the receptors that will take it and then degrade it. So your natural serotonin will last longer in your body. And, yes, there can be side effects. You could also, you know, get some tolerance to them and later need higher doses. So they're still not a medicine to play with. But when a patient notices that something that simple changes the way they feel to that degree, I'm like, just like if you were low on sugar. If you were low on sugar and you took in sugar, you know, you would notice a difference right away. And some people will feel that way when it comes to the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Zoloft, Lexapro, Paxil, Prozac. They also have other medications out there, Wellbutrin. Wellbutrin, though, that's interesting. Wellbutrin is the medication that I will provide first for depression. I don't like to give SSRIs for depression right away. I like to give Wellbutrin. Because Wellbutrin is more stimulatory, and it seems to up the energy, and it seems to have a really low side effect profile, and it doesn't seem to affect with the sexual dysfunction. That's another thing. A lot of people, they don't want to have sexual dysfunction, so they're not going to want to take a medication that, you know, prevents them from having sex. That'll really get them depressed. So Wellbutrin seems to help with that, and sometimes the Wellbutrin works so well that if I think somebody's serotonin is low and I have to give them an SSRI, I'll add Wellbutrin to it to help preserve some of the sexual functioning. And it's an art, and I'm not a psychiatrist, and I'll always get a psychiatrist involved as well as a psychologist, because nobody should be on these medications without undergoing therapy. You truly need therapy, but I can't tell you how much we underestimate the chemical component to why people feel this way. Now, that being said, some people are taking chemicals that could be contributing to their depression. Marijuana can make you depressed. In fact, we have a study out saying how marijuana can even promote aggression. Who would have, you know, thought that? So if you smoke marijuana, that can make you depressed. If you drink alcohol, that can make you depressed. Now, if you take narcotics, you will get very depressed. You get a high from the narcotic, and then you crash. So a lot of people on narcotics are very, very grumpy. So when we lose somebody to suicide, we always, you know, are concerned about, you know, was there anything that they could have been putting in their body that could have contributed to it? Now, the truth of the matter is many of these people will be going to these medications to self-treat their depression. So it's a vicious cycle. So if somebody can't sleep, they're kind of beside themselves, they had a bad day, and they're grumpy, and they're sitting on the couch, and they may want to, you know, smoke a joint. That may help them temporarily with their depression, but it may overall worsen their depression. Same thing with alcohol. You may drink some alcohol to help you sleep. And you'll take some alcohol, you'll sleep, and you'll be like, oh, okay, well, wait a second, this is good. And then you start drinking alcohol every night to help you sleep. Well, what do you think that does to your moods overall? So, you know, when it comes to having a person in the family who's depressed, it's probably one of the most frustrating battles and scariest battles for family members, because you just don't know if they're going to have a bad day or a bad hour or a bad 5 minutes. And in that bad 5 minutes, they could say, I'm done. I really don't want to be here. Life is not worth living. I can't be on this earth anymore. So, again, with Delilah, our hearts and prayers are with you during this time. The vaginal speculum is getting a makeover. All right, we'll tell you what's going on there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
North Korea. Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the vaginal speculum, which was designed by men and has been, quote-unquote, torturing women in the gynecological office, is going to finally get a makeover. I don't have any examples to show you. It's only prototypes. But I still don't see how that makes, you know, the whole situation, you know, that much better. it's still not fun, and I've already explained to you the process that it takes for us to prepare. But just a little bit of history. Apparently, vaginal tools originated as early as 130 A.D., and I guess Greek physician Galen, who's kind of the father of medicine, used it and I believe helped design. They've had artifacts of these vaginal speculums and anal speculums found in ancient Rome and Pompeii. I have a old speculum from the early 1900s and a rectal speculum. You know how I collect medical antiques? I haven't brought them onto Pawn Stars because I don't want to sell them. I want to get underpaid for the vaginal and rectal speculum that I have. But anyway, I love the Pawn Star guys, but no, I don't want to sell these. And they kind of look very similar to what we use today. Interesting. But the more modern type of speculum was designed in the 1800s by James Marion Sims. James Marion Sims was kind of known to be the father of gynecology. Back in the 1800s, he created a speculum-like device. The problem is he created it experimenting on slave women. So these were women captive, not consenting. And he had experimented on the type of instruments, to be used on slaves. Not on slaves, but he used slave women to help design them. After this, the design went through multiple modifications, and now it looks like what we use today. The current specula is made of stainless steel or plastic, comes in a variety of sizes. They have these two long duck bill-looking things. It looks like a duck, right? They're screws that allow you to open up the bills and then lock them or fixate them. And the reason why we do it is because, when we have to look inside a woman's vagina to look at the cervix or the uterus, and some of you men are like, please don't ever use that for prostate. We won't. I don't ever think anybody's going to come up with a specula for prostate. It's been discussed. Trust me, it's been brought up. Mostly by women, but I wouldn't, as a physician, I would never make a male go through that. I don't think it helps. We can visualize the prostate other means. But for a lady, in order to get to the cervix, and the cervix is the opening of the uterus, kind of like a light bulb, the silver part of the light bulb, that's what the cervix is. That's what dilates and thins when women have babies. Unfortunately, it could be the source of cervical cancer, especially if a woman gets HPV, human papillomavirus. So that's why we do pap smears every 3 years. We check for HPV now. And we need to not have the vaginal wall close up when we're trying to get the pap smear. So you use these vaginal speculums to keep it open. The problem is the metal is cold. Sometimes you get some pinching down there if it's not done correctly. You hear the screws and the ratchet, and it's really frustrating. So apparently there are multiple companies, and who knew? They are vying to redesign this tool. And one of the arguments for a redesign is that women are different. They have different vaginal lengths, different widths, different wall thickness, different uterine pathology. Some women's uteri are prolapsed, so you don't need to go as deep into the vagina to get into the the cervix, etc. And so we need a tool that will kind of fit the needs of the patients. So there's a design firm called Frog, and Frog has created something called the Yona. And the Yona is, quote, an experience. And this experience actually takes cues from the sex toy industry. And this isn't supposed to be anything dirty. But what they're going to do is they're going to swap the stainless steel for surgical silicone. Because they think the silicone sex toys are a lot easier to, they're a lot more comfortable than what we use in the medical setting. So they'll use a surgical silicone. And then they're going to get rid of the screw mechanism for a push button. And this push button opens up the three leaves to dilate the vagina slowly. Now, in concept, that it's only a prototype right now, but that may actually work. It may be less uncomfortable. They're onto something. Now, we have another company called Seek Women's Health. They're designing a self-insert speculum with narrower bills or clamps. All right? And that can help women who were assaulted, who had tears, vaginal atrophy. So that might work. And a self-insert. You know, I don't know if anybody is working on this, but I would really prefer something I could just do in my own house so I don't have to go to a gynecological office. You know, okay, you need me to do a pap smear? Great. Let me take this, you know, give it to me. I will put it there. I will then take the sample, kind of like a tampon. Pull it out. I have the sample, and now I could turn it in and turn it into the doctor. That would be awesome. Unfortunately, in order for us to screen for cervical cancer, we need to take a scraping of the cervix. And that scraping may even cause bleeding. And you have to make sure you get the right area, the transition zone. So without seeing it, you don't know where to scrape. Now, one thing that they're doing in third world countries is they're using vinegar. Remember we talked about how cervical cancer could be found very inexpensively by when you use a certain light, like the green filter, that helps to bring up abnormal vessels, and we could see, you know, certain abnormal vessels. But also when we use certain lighting and we put vinegar on the cervix, the vinegar will turn white in areas where there could be cervical cancer. So one suggestion for anybody who wants to make money and patent this is you have something that is vinegar-based, okay, and there's a light source on it that a woman could self-insert while looking at a camera. And then it has like a little scraper attached to it. And the woman has to find the spot that has that abnormal look, that abnormal color to it, as well as kind of go around the whole cervix and then, you know, sample that. So self-tests could work. People think, oh, no, you know, the average person's too stupid. They're not going to figure it out. They're not going to do it right. Let us women have a chance of doing it on our own. That'd be really, really nice. But, you know, the problem is also the cervix, it's not very easy to get to. You can't just insert something like a tampon. The reason why women have to scooch to the end of the table and keep scooching down, scooch down, scooch down, is because the cervix could be inches away from the, and actually you kind of prefer it, especially for sex, but the cervix is inches, maybe about 6 inches away from the introitus, or the opening of the vagina. So in order to have access, okay, you know, for a doctor to have access, we have to almost be in a lithotomy position, which basically allows the cervix to be as close to the opening as possible with the legs spread, etc. That's very hard to do it yourself. So I don't know how the self thing would work. Duke University is testing the Mercier Azidu. It's a device the size of a tampon with a 2 megapixel camera attached. So I don't know how many women are going to want photography being done or anything that could be Facebook Lived, but that's going to have a camera attached for the physician or medical provider. That's the other thing, too. We really don't want the doctor right there with kind of like some space. And so they're trying to think of ways with fiber optics, et cetera, to allow some space. So basically with what they're designing, we can't get too excited. We're still going to have to undress. We're still going to have somebody else in the room. Okay, we're still going to have to undergo the most hated procedure in history. But if it's a little less embarrassing, if it's a little easier, a little less painful, then I'm for it. I'm a fan. All right, 1-877-DAF-DELLY. All right, mental illness and the Las Vegas shooter. Why was it undiagnosed? We'll be right back. 1-877-DAF-DELLY.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Just a few things we need to talk about. Remember Bozo the Clown? Bozo, remember? I think it was in the 70s or 80s. Bozo the Clown was huge. And for 25 years, he entertained children in Arkansas. Had one of the most popular TV shows of all time. Gary Weir, better known as Bozo the Clown, has passed. He died after fighting a long illness. He was only 75 years old. Apparently, at one time, Bozo's Big Top was so popular that there was a 5-year waiting list to get kids on the show. He was a native of Russellville. He began as a DJ and after 2 years on local TV, took over the Bozo Show in the mid-60s. He did die in his home last night. He was only 75, and it was Bozo the Clown. Just crazy. I always wondered what happened to Bozo the Clown. The fires. Let me give you an update here of what's going on with the fires. I apologize. We're having some breaking news come in. Dozens of homes have been destroyed in the 20-acre Santa Rosa fire. It's one of multiple fires burning right now in Northern California. They say here it's been dubbed the Tubbs Fire and is one of at least 5 large brush fires burning in the region. It's ignited structures and forced residents to evacuate in Napa, Sonoma, Mendocino counties. Several smaller fires are also burning in the region. Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency for Napa, Sonoma, and Yuba counties due to several brush fires burning in those regions. The fires are believed to have begun late Sunday night near Highway 128 in Napa County and progressed towards Santa Rosa city limits. All public schools in Santa Rosa and Calistoga have been closed. Evacuation of Kaiser Permanente occurred and another Sutter Hospital also placed under evacuation orders. They say the 4,500-acre blaze in Mendocino County triggered closure of multiple roads along the 101. As you know, the 101 freeway goes all the way up from... It actually starts after the 130. I take Pasadena, and then you go through Burbank, and then it turns into the 101. But then the 101 is also the Hollywood Freeway, so it goes all the way down. I apologize. It's been a while since I lived in L.A., but you would take the 101 to go up through Hollywood. But the blaze has crossed the 101 freeway up north in Santa Rosa, igniting structures west of the freeway. And then we have another fire called the Dubbed Potter Fire, or Dubbed the Potter Fire, has burned so far 1,500 acres. So we have mass evacuations. We have windy, dry conditions. We're in October. I mean, we should be getting some rain soon. You would think the fall would provide some relief, but unfortunately, dried out landscapes from the summer could be an issue. And, you know, remember, we had a very wet winter and spring earlier this year. So that could also be a reason for the shift in the wildfires. Usually we see the wildfires during the summer, end of the summer. And so unfortunately here we are in fall and it's still, it's about 70 degrees out there still warm, dry. They say the wind is gusting up to about 50 miles an hour. Here in Las Vegas where I live, we definitely had some very, very high winds coming in. And so, we're watching that closely. From what we're hearing, people are saying it's Armageddon. As residents appear to be running as flames approach in the early morning. According to Santa Rosa resident Ron Dodds, people are running red lights. There's chaos ensuing. It's a scary time. It looks like Armageddon. And they see the area of Fountain Grove appears to be particularly hard hit. Photos showing numerous homes on fire. Officials say homes were also lost in the community Kenwood and a mobile home park off the 101. So evacuation centers have been set up. We could see smoke from the fires drifting into the Bay Area, San Francisco, San Jose. So far, thank God, no deaths have been reported in Napa County, but people have been treated at local hospitals. So with something like this, we're looking at a variety of issues. Number one, the smoke inhalation, of people in the local vicinity. Two, you have the injuries that could happen with car accidents, people fleeing, unfortunately in the chaos getting hurt. Then you have people who have to flee that don't take their medications or, forget things, and they could unfortunately be putting themselves at medical risk. Then with the fire and the smoke that's going to now be covering miles and miles and miles, you have people that have COPD, asthma, lung diseases that are going to be having issues, which is going to be stressing the hospitals. And now all those people that were donating blood and keeping blood banks full, donating blood is one of the last things on their mind right now as they have to evacuate and be displaced. So for those of you that want to help, please donate to the Red Cross, Salvation Army. There's multiple charities that are going to be helping them. We'll find out who. And then, of course, if you could donate blood, we could then help ship blood to the California area. So, again, it's an ongoing fight. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, we're going to be talking about this a little bit more today. But FBI profilers are saying that the Las Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock, likely had severe mental illness that was probably undiagnosed. This is according to sources close to the police investigation. Now, you and I are going, well, duh. I mean, look at him. Look what this guy did. I mean, this is pure evil. People are calling him Satan. I mean, this is just pure evil what he did. Yeah, this guy had a couple screws loose, definitely. But severe mental illness, how was that undiagnosed? Now, FBI profilers have interviewed hundreds of people in the past week, and in building up a picture of the high-stakes gambler, found that he had problems connecting with people. They also found he was aloof and found it hard to establish and hold down meaningful relationships. Now, some of you may be like, okay, well, that could be somebody with autism. That could be somebody with bipolar. That could be somebody with schizophrenia. That could be somebody with antisocial, you know, personality. The thing is there's a lot of different diagnoses, all right, that could come into play with this. We don't jump the gun, all right? Relax a little bit. You know, that is a sign, but you have a lot of people out there that have trouble holding down meaningful relationships. You got people there that like, you know, there's people out there that really like to have sex, and they will, you know, not want to be, you know, just with one person. They may want to have multiple partners. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to turn around and become a shooter. So we have to be very, very careful when we extrapolate this profile, we tease it out of this one report, and then we talk about it on air, and people are like, oh man, well, you know, my brother Bob, you know, he can never keep a wife. That doesn't mean he's a psychopath, doesn't mean he's evil or Satan, okay? They say a search of Paddock's room of the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel turned a Valium tablet. Now, the drug is used to treat a number of mental illnesses from anxiety to panic attacks. Valium is used to treat a variety of things. We even use it as a muscle relaxant. Many, and I'm not saying he was on it for muscle relaxant. You know, he was probably on Valium because he suffered from some sort of anxiety, maybe manic episodes, maybe anxiety, or insomnia, inability to sleep. So using Valium doesn't necessarily mean he has a severe illness. Do we use Valium for people with severe illness? Absolutely. Severe mental illness, absolutely. But the one thing that's happening more and more that I see in Las Vegas is rather than somebody getting, you know, Lortab and Soma when they get into a car accident or have low back pain, they're given another sort of pain medication in Valium. And that's supposed to help relax the muscles. So we see Valium used in a variety of contexts. Now, police are still struggling to find a motive for the attack. This left 59 dead, hundreds more injured. You're going to see reports going back and forth between 58 and 59, but we were told that the death toll was already up at 59. Hundreds more have been injured. We still have people in the hospital today. And so investigators are trying to comb through and see what's going on. Was he linked to any radical groups? ISIS tried to claim, you know, responsibility, and of course, they haven't found anything on that yet. So we still don't know why. And, we're going to run out of time in this segment, so we're going to carry this over to the next segment. But somebody doing this sort of damage, this sort of deadly mayhem, you know, how was he not diagnosed? We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.